All right, welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. Here, my name is Nate Trone. I got Grizzle next to me, and behind the glass, we got Red Beards from BMA Productions.
Hey-o!
All right, Grizzle, how you doing, man?
What's up, B-Lo? Man, I could not sleep last night.
All right, talk about it,
brother. For different reasons.
Yeah.
Compared to last week, though. I mean, exhilarating. I mean, the way the game started out, Natron.
Tell me.
Was looking pretty sad at first.
Dude, the game was rough.
But as it went along, I just more and more excitement as the game went along, and I could not sleep last night.
That's awesome, dude. I'm so happy to hear that, because last week I wasn't sure, you know, leaving here last night, the BMA production studio. Dude, your eyes were a little wet. I could tell you were kind of stressed out. You're a little sullen. So I'm glad that this Monday night you're feeling a lot better, dude.
Hey, let's get down to it. This is exciting.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. All right, so everything, let's just jump in it. Uncle Orton, wow. You know, last week, the big announcement came out. EJ is getting benched. Uncle Orton, he's going in. I'll tell you what, dude. First half, I was a little bit nervous, but overall, I was impressed. Orton throws for 308 yards, one touchdown, one interception against the number one defense in the league. Does anyone want to guess what EJ's highest passing total was?
295.
Okay.
302.
You guys are generous. I thought it was going to be somewhere like 230. All right, maybe it's not much of a shocker, but his highest game total is 296 in week two last year against Carolina. Ooh. His only shining moment. I'll tell you what, though. I make this point because Orton, dude, it's his first snap as a Buffalo Bill. Now, granted, the guy's a 10-year veteran, and he's got an incredible mustache, an incredible swagger. We'll get to that later. But he throws for 308 yards against the number one D. I thought that was pretty impressive. You know, this is a defense that Aaron Rodgers only put up 162 passing yards in week three against. So kudos to Uncle Orton. I got to be feeling pretty good about that.
You got to wonder what EJ's thinking on the sideline. I mean, the camera, how many times did the camera pan over during the game to see EJ?
I felt like EJ was playing in the game. It panned to him so many times.
I would love to know what's going through the guy's head. Beyond that, though, we see him towards the end of the game writing down notes. I don't know if he's writing down his grocery list. Was that a grocery list he had?
I think
going
it was
there,
a grocery list. I think it was things to get after the game. One, eggs. Two, milk. Three, Papa Orton's victory cigar after the game.
Whew. Wow. Wow.
Looks like he came through on that one. I will say one thing, though. You know, it was nice to see EJ. Honestly, most of the time, I kind of felt like he was a loner on the sideline. But a few times when the team huddled up, kind of rallying the troops, EJ was there on the side. That was good to see. And actually, on that play where we're kind of joking a little bit about EJ mysteriously pulling a notepad out of nowhere and writing down notes, the play right before it was a great play by Orton. He had pressure coming up the middle. And instead of intentional grounding, he threw it right at Frank Summers' feet to avoid the sack in the backfield. I mean, Frank Summers wasn't even looking. It was just a great play by Kyle Orton. I think something that a veteran would do. And a great point that hopefully EJ was picking up on. So, I mean, let's see how this goes. But like Redbeards, our producer, mentioned last week, you know, this is kind of going back to the original plan. I don't know if EJ is really starting material in the NFL, but hopefully he's learning, man, and there are definitely some things out there that Orton did that EJ could learn from.
I mean, let's talk about those differences. The difference between when you break down yesterday, Kyle Orton throwing the football, and we think about the past few games, EJ Manuel. First and foremost, what I notice when I see Kyle Orton step up, go under center, I see way more confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Leadership through the roof. Comparatively, I mean, he's not Peyton Manning, given.
No.
He's not throwing out the Omahas.
Although I was trying to make a comparison between Orton and Jim Kelly this year on Twitter, because their best years were very comparable. It didn't gain much traction.
It's all right. It's early. But, you know, you look at Orton, you look at the confidence. I felt like I was watching a different squad out there, a different Buffalo Bills team with the confidence that they showed with him at the helm. Secondly, beyond that, you look at the throws that he made downfield.
Wow.
Can we talk about a few of these throws?
Let's do it.
Second quarter, You got Hogan down a seam in zone coverage. He rifles a ball into Hogan. They didn't pick up the first, but it set up for them to pick up the first down. The window that he threw that thing into, I mean, we're talking, what, you know,
a foot?
Bathroom window at best?
Bathroom window,
what,
baby.
We're not talking about much here.
He's shooting for the crapper. He got it right in Hogan's numbers. I mean, that was, Hogan came down for it, but it was perfect ball placement.
Exactly. And I look at that, and I think there's a big difference right there. Had EJ thrown that ball, you know that thing's like about a good 5 feet higher up in the air, and Hogan's not walking off the field after that throw.
And if Hogan is walking off the field, it means that the ball got intercepted. Because there's a guy in front of Hogan and a safety behind Hogan. I mean, that was perfect ball placement by Uncle Orton. I loved it.
Let's talk about that fourth quarter throw to Goodwin.
Oh, I'm still feeling it, baby.
I mean, how were you feeling when you saw that?
Dude, I gyrated so hard.
Gyrated?
I did hurt myself. I'm leaving it at that.
Hey,
wow. Take it down. I scared my wife and my baby at home. I was so excited. That ball was incredible. 42-yard strike to an Olympian. EJ's just not hitting that throw.
I mean, okay, I didn't gyrate.
Flash Goodwin, baby.
I didn't gyrate.
You should have. You should have.
But the point is there.
Are you
that
true fan?
The pass was completely different. You don't have one of these high floating balls. It was on the money, right in his hands, on the run. Oh. Wow, I did let out a yell that might have scared the neighbors.
Glorious. So now they're in scoring position. Awesome throw. No, yes, awesome throw to Greg, right? Is it Chris? Hey, Redbeards, look that up for me.
Awesome throw to some guy.
Greg.
Exactly. No, but no, that no. was the play. Exactly what the Lions.
He's a third string tight end.
Exactly what the Lions were thinking. Who was that guy? Where did he come
Greg,
from?
Greg, I'm sorry. I think it's Chris Craig. But here's the deal. Kyle Orton hits the open receiver. That's all I'm asking for.
Exactly. I don't care what number he is. I don't care what his last name is.
He didn't screw it up.
He scored a touchdown. End of story.
A Bills jersey.
And it was a touchdown.
Exactly.
And then they go for the two-point conversion. Feeling great about that. You see Papa Orton come up to the line. I don't know. This is speculation. It looked like he was making an audible.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico making an audible. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought you could make audibles? The quarterback can make audibles?
That is possible. I've heard that other quarterbacks in the NFL actually do that.
Wow.
Is that what the whole Omaha thing is?
Omaha.
Omaha! I want to hear Uncle Orton start yelling Omaha. You think Peyton would have beef with him if he did that? That would be hilarious.
I don't know if Peyton's got copyright on that.
I want Kyle Orton's mustache to start yelling Omaha. That would be awesome. No, kudos to you, Kyle Orton. That was a great performance. I felt pretty good. The second half. First half, when you threw the pick six.
But obviously, I mean, like
to Mathis.
Like all of Buffalo's been talking about. I mean, what, the guy hasn't played in.
He was retired. I mean, he came off retirement.
No training camp.
No you training know, camp.
You got to give him a couple of solid quarters to remember how to throw a football. I mean, geez.
Did he need training camp? Apparently not. I will say this. Orton is now 5-0 against the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
You got to feel good about that. He's like, I'm not losing. And it was pretty awesome when Carpenter hit the 58-yard field goal to win the game at the end. Orton, he's got his helmet off. He runs out there. He does like this little skip jump. It was pretty cool. The guy's excitable. I like that. All right, D's. Next thing, Grizzle. Let's talk about Freddie versus CJ. Now, I don't have a whole lot of highlights to talk about here, but Freddie Jackson.
What do you mean you don't have a whole lot of highlights?
Well, I'm just saying.
You're talking about Freddie Jackson.
You talking about Freddie Jackson?
How do you mean you don't have highlights?
Okay, the dude's a gamer, right? We know him. We love him. He's the best. He gets 10 attempts for 49 yards. That's pretty good. 10 carries. 10 totes for 49 yards. Let me do the simple math. 4.9 yards per carry.
It's quick. You're a mathematician, baby.
CJ Spiller. Hey, he got the same number of carries. 10 attempts. How many yards? Ocho. 8.
Ocho Cinco?
Ocho. For you non-Spanish speakers, that's 8. 8 yards per carry. Dude, how did you feel?
I gotta ask, what is with the dancing around in the backfield?
Oh,
I mean, The dude is like an Olympic sprinter, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wanted to, he could quit playing football, go train for the Olympics.
He should probably train for the Olympics.
And compete out there. I mean, what are we doing dancing around in the backfield?
I've realized that C.J. Spiller is an awesome running back in space. But then I realized, what running back in the NFL is not awesome in space? I mean, when no one's around.
I don't understand. The dude's a track star, like... Go straight up the field.
Dude.
We ain't trying to, like, sidestep here.
And that's the biggest difference I see from 2 years ago when he had that career year. He was actually hitting the hole like Freddie Jackson. Last year was kind of rough. He had some injuries. Kind of came on at the end of the season there. This year, bounce it outside. I do like to see when they give CJ a slip screen or something out to the flat. They did do that. I think it was in the third or fourth quarter. And it was a nice pickup, dude. He juked out a guy. He got a nice gain. But running him up the middle, he just is not hitting the hole. It's frustrating. But Freddie Jackson's the man. And the other thing with Freddie Jackson, I mean, you got a beast mode defensive line out there with Sue and Fairley. And you got to have Jackson in the backfield blocking. I'm sorry. Did you see C.J. Spiller in the second quarter whiffed? I don't remember who came in. It's when Orton almost took the safety. Orton got drilled. CJ, he picked up. The guy coming free, he completely whiffed, though. And the Lions defender drilled Orton. Oh, just like, oh. I will say this, just to finish that out. It was great to see Freddie Jackson out there at the beginning of the third quarter.
I'm going to put a little plug in here. I mean, we're not going to get into this now, but you can listen to one of our segments later on. Man crush moments. I'm going to come back to my man Freddie Jackson. Oh. In my mind...
Let me steal your thunder.
Freddie versus CJ, there's no debate. Beyond that, what I would say, you look at EJ Manuel on the sideline, taking notes on his notepad. What I want to know, where is Spiller's notepad?
I hope he's taking notes, baby. Contract year. He ain't playing like he's in a contract year.
Next game, I better see him pulling out an index card and writing down some notes.
I like CJ. My man is spiritual. But my man, you got to perform on the field. Let's go.
We weren't crying a few weeks ago, though, when he ran back that touchdown.
I know. Just, you know, when he does that, I'll say.
Special teams, though. That's a different story.
Special teams, baby. All right, let's move on to Watkins.
Wow, my man.
Okay. Did he earn, or is he earning us trading away next year's number one draft pick to get this guy? Grizzle, talk about some of these catches he made.
I mean, without his catch at the end of the game, we have no chance. That catch
highly unlikely.
Was ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see that catch?
It was so far behind him and above him. That was sick. Okay, if we don't have Watkins, that ball, unless say we still have Stevie Johnson, right? That ball is most likely going to Stevie Johnson or Robert Woods. Which one of those two guys is making the catch? Nothing but love for Woods, my man. He's a gamer. Who's making that catch?
Squat. You got
nobody.
Nothing.
Nobody.
It's another typical Bills loss is what it is.
Sammy Watkins has 7 receptions for 87 yards on the day. 2 incredible catches. That one being in the fourth quarter. And the other one was, I think it was in the first half. He got drilled. It was kind of another slightly poorly thrown ball. He got drilled, and he still ropes it in with one hand.
Yeah, got his right hand on it, and then what? Used his knee or something, some piece of his leg.
Third hand.
To catch.
That's growing out of his right thigh muscle.
To catch the ball.
I didn't know he had a third hand.
I mean.
It was disgusting.
You gotta give it up. Has he earned, you know, giving away the first draft pick? We're talking about a few games here. I mean,
a few games. I don't want, right. But,
part of me wants to say yes, undoubtedly, after seeing some of the catches yesterday. But
huge contributor.
If he keeps that up, listen, I got no problem waiting until the second round next year to get our pick.
You know, we're talking a lot about offense right now. Let's just give a big shout-out to the Bills' defense. Holy cow. Again,
7 points on the day.
Seven points on the day. And this is a high-powered offense that they're going against. Now, granted, the Lions are a little banged up, right? Reggie Bush is a bit banged up.
No Megatron.
Megatron was, he was banged up and he was out the second half. Bell, their power back, was out for the game. So they're banged up. They got Golden Tate, who had a good game. He annoys me. I want to get away from saying punchable face because I don't think that's nice. But some of his celebrations, he just looks like an idiot. He got a first down. He did like the Zorro thing with the paw. Dude, you're annoying me.
I'm with you. I don't know what it was.
His face is just annoying. Or what it is.
But even when he was in Seattle, the guy's a good player.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's good.
Can I tell you guys he's our next guest on the show next week?
Oh, boy.
Tate, love you, man. Nothing but love. Give me the tater tot.
You the man.
No, but his face just reminds me of, like, the annoying little brother on the team. The annoying little brother that's good, but, it, like, the annoying little brother. I don't know what to say. Anyways, back to the Bills defense. So we're out with Nigel Bradham, who's doing great this year. Kyle Williams is a stud, and he's out. Stephon Charles had a pretty good game, filling in some big shoes. Marcel Darius, my man, playing like an all-pro. Dude, 5 tackles, 3 sacks, and a forced fumble. Oh, my man's hungry.
He's earning his paycheck.
He's earning it, baby. He's
earning his paycheck.
Whoever's got Bill's defense on their fantasy team is a genius.
Oh, snap.
One more note, though. Listen, I don't know what the defense was saying to the kicker. How do you say his last name, Natron?
Well, Henry.
What is that, French?
Henry. It's like Henry, but an extra E. Henry.
Listen, I don't know what they were doing. Montreal? Some kind of Ricky Bobby voodoo magic going on.
Oh,
you know what was happening? I mean, I feel bad for the guy. He doesn't have a job. Now,
I don't.
Welcome
to the big boys table,
that's
babe.
That's true. You know, I feel a little bit bad.
If the kitchen's too hot, get out the kitchen. You know what I'm trying to say. If it's too hot, get out the kitchen.
I got you. I'm with
Henry, you. Go back
but,
to France.
What was the defense doing? What were they doing to this guy?
Well, He looked like he was about 14 years old. I don't know how old he is. He just did not look like NFL material.
I mean,
0 for 3.
We're excited here on one hand that the Bills put out a W, but the truth is, I mean, the kicker missed.
Dude,
field goals.
After his second missed field goal, I literally said out loud, I think the dude's getting cut. Today, I was forwarded an email by a producer from BMA Productions, Redbeard. Redbeard, what did you send me, dude?
Did he get cut?
He got cut. He got axed.
See you later, buddy.
When Henry had Henry had the opportunity to win the game at the end of the game there, I'm not going to lie, I was not that afraid because he just looked awful the first 2 kicks. No, the first one was off the upright. The second one was terrible. Third one, I said, I think we got a chance.
Lo and behold, man, we pulled it out. Thank you, Alex.
So there you have it, guys. Defense was huge. Everybody played big. I think that was an awesome team victory. Obviously, we got a little bit of help from the Lions. But you know what? You gotta revel. You got to revel in the victories. I want to make one point. Jim Schwartz. Day one catch, Brandon Spikes and another player carrying Jim Schwartz off the field. Like he won the Super Bowl.
Did we just win
the Super Bowl in Detroit? Jim Schwartz has the power victory fist up in the air. Dude, he's like, screw you, Detroit. You fired me last year. I came home and I beat you. That was awesome.
Did they dump the Gatorade on him too?
They should have. I don't know if they did.
He dumped it on himself.
And then he probably had a bottle of champagne in the locker room. And then obviously the last thing that everyone wants to talk about, Orton Stash versus Carpenter's Mullet, Grizzle. Who wins in a cage match?
Stash versus Mullet?
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, I got to go with just sheer girth here. We're talking about the amount of hair in that mullet.
I whip my hair back and forth.
The amount of hair in that mullet. Is no match.
That swag has got that stash has got 70 swag, bro. I don't got to go into more details.
But can that stash hit 58 yard?
That's true.
Game winning field goals.
Can that mega mullet hit a 42 yard streaking Olympian down the sideline?
I'm just waiting for the moment that the mullet takes over on a fake field goal and takes it to the house.
To the house, baby. All right. There you have it. The mullet this week wins in a cage match against Orton Stash. Grizzle, it's been fun.
It's been fun out there. Let's keep the winning streak going here. We're at one game.
Hey, we're on top of the AFC.
Let's go.
East,
Patriots
baby.
This week.
Whoa,
up.
Take them down.
Come on, baby. The Patriots looked good last night. Oh. They look like they're back in form,
Brady,
unfortunately.
Brady,
but
get your ice packs ready for next week, baby.
Let's see what they got.
Sac City.
We love you, Buffalo.
All right, here we go, Bills Mafia. All right, guys, make sure you check out 716rocks.com for our podcast. Check out the essay contest we have up there. Also, give us a shout on Twitter, the Twitterverse, at 716rocks, and check out our Facebook page. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been real. Until next week.